Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Comfort on Doorframes, was written by Katira Patton. As I scanned my social media feed in the aftermath of the 2016 flood in southern Louisiana, I came across a friend's post. After realizing her home would have to be gutted and rebuilt, my friend's mom encouraged her to look for God, even in the heart-wrenching work of cleaning up. My friend later posted pictures of Bible verses she'd uncovered on the exposed door frames of the home, apparently written at the time the home had been built. Reading the scriptures on the wooden planks gave her comfort. The tradition of writing Bible verses on door frames may stem from God's command to Israel. God instructed the Israelites to post His commands on door frames as a way of remembering who He is. By writing the commandments on their hearts, teaching them to their children, using symbols and other means to recall what God commands, and placing the words on door frames and entryways, the Israelites had constant reminders of God's words. They were encouraged to never forget what He had said or their covenant with Him. Displaying God's words in our homes, as well as planting their meaning in our hearts, can help us to build a foundation that relies on His faithfulness as revealed in Scripture. And He can use those words to bring us comfort, even in the midst of tragedy or heart-wrenching loss. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the scriptures that help guide our path. As we read them, show us through your Spirit what you want us to learn and how to apply it to our lives. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.